This is episode number 2428 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, it's time to say goodbye to James Corden.
Aww.
So Adele is giving him one final lift.
Oh. Lift, as in L-Y-F-T?
Well, of course, he's the one who drives. Yeah, right. He's the one who drives. He picks up a person, you know, to carpool karaoke to help him get to work.
Yes.
So Adele will star in James's final on-show carpool karaoke. The segment will feature in the last I had too many lights in there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Late show.
Yeah.
With James Corden, Carpool Karaoke Special, which airs on this Thursday on CBS at 10 p.m.
See, they're milking this, you know.
Well,
His last show is later, late, not at 10 o'clock, so they're getting a primetime audience out of it. I get it.
So this is his Carpool Karaoke Special.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay, last
one. I really haven't paid too much attention to him since he had this little outburst at the restaurant.
No, and apparently he's still a douche. So, you know, I mean, yeah. That's what most people will say in Hollywood.
I don't think he used to be a douche. He just ended up being a douche. He got too full of himself.
I think he got too full of himself, and there you go. Did we say douche on the radio? I can't believe we said douche on the radio anyway.
Well, it's been done now.
I can.
So
I
this marks the second time that she has done the segment.
Right, she did one. Yeah. I remember that. It was wonderful.
First one aired on January 13, 2016.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
And it has become the most watched clip of all time on the James Corden YouTube channel.
Wow.
Or the Late Late Show YouTube channel.
I would have thought, I mean, there were some good ones. The one with Justin Bieber was great.
That was actually
but
really funny.
Paul McCartney.
That wasn't your average.
It wasn't, but
that was so good. It was so good.
Wow. He went to Paul's and John's early childhood house, and they're in London.
Well, it was
Paul's childhood house. Yeah, well, was it Paul's house or was it John's house?
It was Paul's house.
It's a museum now. Whatever it is, it's a museum.
But that was Paul's childhood house. That was so good.
It was so good.
I've watched that clip several times.
It's so good. And Adele was good.
Adele was good.
Yeah.
So during Carpool Karaoke was good.
I will give that to James Corden. He's had a couple of good bits on that show. Carpool Karaoke, of course, was the breakout hit. I love Drop the Mic. Of course, when they do 50 movies in 1 minute or 2 minutes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I actually like their crosswalk musicals.
Yeah, those were good too. But he's got a little attitude, a little toot on him.
Man. Anyway, during the final run, Adele will turn the tables on Corden, asking him about past carpools and pivotal moments in their friendship.
Well, I'm glad they're friends.
And later on Thursday night, James's BFF Harry Styles and Will Ferrell, who was one of the first guests on Late Late, are closing out the show.
Wow, now we know where Harry Styles is. Somebody call Olivia Wilde and Emily Ratajkowski.
They're buds. They've been buds for a long time. On Sunday, NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell, he resigned from the top spot of the company after Hadley Gamble.
Oh, my.
That's an interesting name.
Hadley Gamble.
She's a journalist at CNBC, accused him of sexual harassment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't be harassing the journalist, for starters.
No.
I mean, that's the wrong person. Yeah. Anyone's the wrong person to harass. Okay?
Yeah, no harassment.
But you want to pick on a journalist?
Yeah.
You know what?
They're going to pick back at you.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, of course, that they still are in love with you, like the couple from Good Morning America. And they're still going strong, apparently.
Yeah. Well, they're not picking on each other.
No, of course not.
So, anyway, Jeff Shell admitted to having an inappropriate relationship with the employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sources at the company say there hadn't been a whisper of an affair.
Not a whisper.
No whispers involving Shell. No Shell whispers. Barely anybody knew there was even an investigation, said an insider.
Oh, so this was hush-hush.
Shh.
Wow, he kept it quiet.
Shh.
Man.
Shell.
Is he like the fifth or eighth or tenth CEO to go down? Excuse me, I was wrong. Choice of words. Wait a minute. Is he the fifth or this?
Oops.
Never mind. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Now, evidently, even fewer knew there had been an affair. The understanding around HQ is that the relationship between the married Shell and Middle East-based Gamble began before he was named as CEO of the company.
Oh, huh. I wonder what capacity he was in, because I'm not familiar with Jeff. Huh.
So now
still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So they had an affair, and now she's crying
sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Hmm. Yeah, and this has gone on for a long time, and now sexual... I don't know. I don't know about this one. I don't know. So he was always very respectful, and respectful of women in particular, said one insider, that seemed very surprised by the whole thing. So yeah, you gotta wonder.
I am wondering, because if they had an affair, I assume that's consensual, and consensual has nothing to do with inappropriate behavior. It's not inappropriate at that point. It's consensual.
Now, but is he still married?
Is he harassed? Well, that's the other part. Is she claiming harassment because he won't leave his wife and his kids?
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe I speculate.
There's speculation.
There's
got to
be a reason that
story.
She is crying foul on the whole sexual harassment thing.
Yes.
Or maybe they broke it off and she didn't want any more to do with him. And that is sexual harassment, by the way.
That is true.
Yeah.
Or maybe he broke it off and she didn't want to break it off.
There's that.
Don't know.
Or maybe she just wanted to get him in trouble.
Could be.
That could happen too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole litany of things. We don't know what happened.
We don't know.
We weren't there.
It looks like it's a he. Well, the problem is, until they investigate, it's a he shed, she shed.
He shed, she shed. Wow.
He said, she said. That's hard to say.
I know, it's hard to say. It's like it's. She said. My God, we've got to get out of this. With our apologies to the late William Paley, look him up, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.